You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast. And of course, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated, folks. Welcome to End Time World News, folks. I'm your host, Eric. It's 2024. It's January 15th. It's MLK Day, Martin Luther King Day here in the United States. I hope everyone is doing well listening to this podcast today. I know, as I said on the last podcast, I've had to move a time or so, but everything seems to be settled down. Life is settling down for me. Praise God for that. Praise God for everyone listening to this podcast. I want to talk to you today, folks, about the world as we know it and what we will be going through, or most possibly be going through here in 2024 before the election, at least here in the United States. So this podcast and what I talk about will mainly be directed towards the United States here, folks. And I do apologize. I have a global audience all over the world. But this is mostly going to affect the United States here. Going into the 2024 election here in November of 2024, most likely, unless something drastic happens and the people, the elites, the people behind the scenes, they don't want ex-President Trump to be the candidate. And jumping Joe Biden, of course, he's a disaster. The economy is a disaster. Inflation is a disaster. They're doing little to deal with it. Eggs just 3 or 4 years ago, just before Biden took over the administration, you know, eggs you could get for a couple bucks a dozen. Now eggs are, you know, $6, $7, almost $8 for a dozen or two. You know, it's just, it's crazy. The prices, gas has gone up, milk's gone up, eggs, like I said, bread, all the basic food and necessities and everything a person needs to live here in the United States. Everything's going through the roof, and the Biden administration doesn't seem to care. They would rather keep throwing and keep bringing in illegal immigrants. And don't get me wrong, folks. I've been married a couple times. I've married people that aren't from the United States, different cultures. It's not about culture to me. It's about common sense, whereby if you can't take care of the people you already have in your country, folks, you do not bring other people into your country that you cannot take care of. And it's not fair to the people that are already here in this country, in the United States, that you bring in outsiders and you bring in more people to the country. If you can't even feed your own citizens, why are you feeding somebody else? That's just not right. It's common sense, and that's what I've always been about. And a lot of people don't like that. A lot of people have a lot of bad things to say about that. But, you know, I let God deal with that every day, folks. And so, to get back on topic, we can expect a lot of crazy things to happen this year, okay, in 2024. A lot of crazy things are going to happen. We've been through the COVID for the last few years, you know, 3 or 4 years. We've been through the COVID nonsense. Needless to say, I didn't take the shot, and I hope millions out there of you people listening did not take the poisonous shot out there, depopulation shot. If you did, I will pray for you. A lot of things are going to happen in 2024. They're probably not going to let Trump run, and if Trump does run, they're probably going to take him out. And somebody would say, well, this is a Christian podcast, Eric. Why are you talking about this? Well, it's important that you know that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is right around the corner. His second coming is very, very soon. People have to understand, you have to prepare, you have to be ready. And one of the calamities, or just one of the things in this country, that this country is ran by globalists, and just about every country in the world is ran by a globalist. You know, they're non-Christian. They pretend to be Christian. They're non-Christian. A lot of them pretend to be Catholic. They're not even Catholic. They're demonic, as most of these leaders are, folks. And you have to understand, they're not for you, or they're not for me. They're not for God, who they should be in the first place, in Jesus Christ. They're for themselves and about enriching themselves and following their orders. Their orders being from the elite family, or one of the elites, and that would be the Rothschilds family in Europe, the Rockefeller family under David Rockefeller here in this country and his descendants and bloodline. Same with the Rothschilds over in Europe. These are the two most powerful families in the world. They have not billions, but trillions of dollars. They're invested in anything and everything, from the military industrial complex in this country to the educational system, to the pharmaceutical industry, educational system, entertainment, you name it, telecommunications. I can go on and on and on. These people have a vested controlling interest. And so these people run the world, and these people, I know this sounds crazy, folks, but this is the truth, so help me God. These people do not believe in God and Jesus Christ. These people are demonic, and you have to understand that. Their best interest, what they say and what they believe is depopulation. Depopulation meaning killing off billions of people. Notice I say billions with a B, not millions, but billions, killing off almost the entire world and leaving about 400 or 500 million people left. And that used to be on the Georgia Guidestones before they knocked that over and destroyed that. The Georgia Guidestones have that on there, and you can probably still Google that if Google didn't erase that, how they want to take down the population to about 500 million. People, evil runs the world, folks, and you have to be aware of that. God, through Jesus Christ, is coming, but he's coming at his time. He's coming at the right time. He's coming when everybody and everything in the world seems to go to the abyss, and there's no hope left. And just as we just about give up on Jesus, he will appear. And that's where you have to understand, you always got to keep your faith in Jesus Christ. And I've had a lot of questions over the last couple months, you know, and a lot of people have asked me about sin and this and that. Everything we do nowadays is sinful. There isn't one sin that stands against or higher than the other sin. Somebody asked me one day, what do you think about adultery? Well, I'm totally against it, of course. But it happens. Millions of billions of people do it every day. Do I justify it? No, heck no. Will I ever condone it? Heck no. Is it wrong? Is it sinful? Absolutely. But what's to say somebody goes out and murders compares to somebody that commits adultery? It's still sin, folks. And that's where you have to get in your head. See, we overthink a lot of things. And again, as I just mentioned, the world, everything that's going on in the world, this election drama here in the United States, the Rothschilds and their families and the Rockefellers here in the United States, and all these people, these evil, evil people, all this is a distraction. You have to figure that out, folks. It's a distraction to keep your eyes off of God and to keep your eyes on money and work and entertainment. And here and again in the United States, football games, dancing with the stars, all this crazy nonsense. Well, we should be focusing on Jesus Christ. I've been the first one. I will admit before thousands of my friends out there in the listening audience right now, you know, I'll be the first one to raise my hand right now and say, I'm a sinner saved by grace. Absolutely, positively. I am not perfect. Jesus Christ was the only man at that time and has been throughout the creation of humanity to walk the face of the earth that was absolutely, positively perfect, 100%. Did you hear me, folks? Jesus Christ was the only man ever created and walked the face of the earth. The Virgin Mary gave birth, and Jesus was the only perfect man that walked the face of the earth. We've never come close. We never will come close. I want to go off topic for 10 seconds. Man is trying to do that. I see that with Elon Musk. I see that with a lot of people, with Amazon. I see that with Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos. I call him Bozo, but Jeff Bezos, former of Amazon, Elon Musk, and all these people. George Soros is involved, Bill Gates, all these crazy people. They're trying to get into AI, and they're trying to make themselves equivalent to God. You have to understand, folks, we will never, ever, ever be anything close and on the same level as God through Jesus Christ. We never will. We can make AI into a human being, a sinful, pathetic human being, which we are. We'll think AI is perfect. AI will never be perfect. God can destroy AI in 1/100th of a second, 1/1,000,000th of a second. AI is nothing. Artificial intelligence, for those just tuning in, artificial intelligence will never, ever, ever compete with God. Never. But that's what man seems to always want to do, compete with God, claim that he's just as high or higher on the throne as God. That's an absolute positive. That's an absolute lie. That's an absolute positive. That's nonsense. It's insanity. We'll never, ever, ever be elevated to God's level. We'll always be children of God through Jesus Christ. It says in the Bible that thou shalt not come to the Father except through thee, or except through me, meaning Jesus Christ, folks. And that's what you have to understand.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, everything happens through Jesus Christ to the Father, to God. And if you're not praying and if you're not living a life like that, we're all hypocrites if you're not doing that. We're all sinners. I had a friend the other day said something. We were going over to visit a friend just yesterday. He's in the hospital. He's not doing good. His kidneys, his name is Luis. As I digress here for just a second, his name is Luis. He's in the hospital. His kidneys are failing. He's still hanging on there. I prayed for him. I prayed for him a nice prayer and asking God through Jesus Christ to please help this man, to don't let him die. This good man, he's from Brazil. This good man, Luis. He's had his challenges. He's had his sins, just like we all have, just like I have. Everybody has. But nobody deserves to die. And so I prayed for this man. And somebody, a friend that I was riding with, or should say they were riding with me, We went over there to the hospital to see Louise. They had made a comment to me and they said, well, you know something, Eric, just about everybody in the world's fake. Everybody's fake nowadays. And I got to thinking about that. That brought out a good point. Everybody is or has a little bit of fakery in their lives, folks. Everybody has a little bit of fakery. And what I mean by that is nobody tells the truth 24/7, 365. It doesn't mean that they should not tell the truth. You always should tell the truth. But there's most people out there, almost everybody on the planet, they like to be somebody they're not. They like to be fake. They like to do this. They like to do that. They don't like to tell the truth. They're embarrassed. They got 10 million excuses for everything in life. Folks, that's a sin as well. That's a sin just like adultery. That's a sin just like murder. That is a sin. It might be, in our eyes, a lesser sin, but God just sees sin as sin. Either you sin or either you don't. Guess what? Humanity always sins. So you have to understand, folks, in this lifetime, we have to live the best possible life we can. There's so many things as I started this podcast that I just mentioned about 14, 15 minutes ago. So much stuff going on here. We're probably going to have, at least here in the United States and all over the world, they'll probably have another stupid pandemic. This is just par for the course. This is what these elite people to do. They want to kill off millions and millions of people. They don't want Trump in office. That's obvious. The rest of the clowns running on both sides, meaning Biden. I don't even know if Biden will be alive to make it because he's in such bad a shape. And of course, Trump, they might take Trump out. And unfortunately, because the Democratic Party does not want Trump again. Trump kind of shook things up. They don't want somebody that's going to shake things up. They want somebody in office that's going to go along to get along. That's how the world has come to, folks. All earthquakes, fires, floods, massive landslides, everything that's happening right now all over the world, the chaos, it's going to get worse. You must have faith in Jesus Christ. Fake elections, you know, oh, it's such a calamity here in the United States. Well, I want to tell you, folks, I'm over 50 years old. I'm almost 60 years old. I'm 57, going to be 58 this year. 2024, I'll be 58. Fake elections have been going on in this country and probably all over the world for hundreds of years. It's just now we're catching on to things. Now we're finally discovering IE via technology. There's just so much stuff going on in the United States, folks. There's so much stuff going on all over the world, not just here. We think when we're in the United States, we're the most important people in the world. Well, folks, I'm going to tell you, my international audience and everybody listening, we're not. Americans are not the most important people in the world. We're all important. Notice I say that regarding a culture, race, religion, or whatever. We're all God's children, folks. Every single one of us are God's children. Amen. And that's how you have to understand it. God doesn't see culture wars. God doesn't see racism. God sees things for what it is. We're all his children. And you have to understand that. I pray that you do get the message. I pray that you do understand that. And all we have to do is pray. We have to be very wise. We have to pray. We have to read the Bible. In my case, you know, my eyes are starting to get pretty bad. So I have to listen to audio sometimes a little more than reading a book. I try to read whenever I can, but, you know, sometimes for people that have bad eyes, you know, audio is a better route. It doesn't matter. All that matters in God's eyes is that you do it, folks. Did you hear me? You do it. Get a hold of a Bible, an audio Bible, and just start reading. Whether it's the book of Genesis or the last chapter in the Bible, the book of Revelations. Just read. That's all God wants. That's all God asks. Just read. Believe in Jesus Christ. And folks, if you're listening to this the first time, if you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ, I invite you to invite Jesus into your heart and acknowledge he died on the cross at Calvary. He died on the cross for your sins and mine, for all of mankind, for all of humanity. And if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior and welcome him into your heart and repent of all your sins, you're now saved. and that's it. You know, I'm not a fancy person. I'm a working class person, just like everybody else. I don't have big cars, big houses, an estate, or anything like that. I'm just a poor, humble person, just like billions of people out there. And I hope and pray that this message got through to you. I hope and pray that you listen. And I hope and pray, most importantly, you give your life to Jesus Christ. And the first thing you need to do, folks, before I close here in just another minute or two, is once you've accepted Jesus Christ and you've asked him to come into your heart, please, please, please try to get a hold of a Bible. Here in the United States, you can order one through Amazon, about $20, between $15 and $20, depending on if you want a nicer one or just a basic Bible. Or else, if you're on a budget like I've been for a long time, you can get one, go to your church, and that'll be the next thing I cover. Once you get a Bible, folks, go to your church and start attending. Get into a good Christian church that preaches the Trinity. The Trinity, real quick, is known as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's just like a triangle, or that's why they call it a Trinity. I try to keep things really simple. I notice so many pastors out there, folks, and I'm just not a pastor. I'm just a regular guy. So many folks out there try to complicate everything. And I've been to churches and they start talking in syllables and start talking everything and doing all kinds of crazy things. And you almost have to be a rocket scientist to be able to figure out what they're saying. You know, when Jesus was here and Jesus was all over the Middle East and Jesus was everywhere, and he would always talk to hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people as he was growing up. Jesus never talked in symbols. Jesus never talked in language we couldn't understand. Jesus spoke in a way that a child could understand him. And that's where we have to go. We have to get back to the basics. We're complicating everything in this life. We're making life so hard, you know, and God and Jesus Christ did not want our life to be hard, folks. God wants us to have an enjoyable life. And yeah, sure, challenges are going to come up in the very end of times, just right before Jesus returns, the second coming. But that's to be expected. We expect that. There will be hell on earth when Jesus returns. There will be hell on earth. That's why he's coming back. Jesus is coming back. Jesus is going to save people, but he's also coming back this time to judge people. And it's going to be brutal, absolutely brutal. Jesus, the one thing you never want to hear him say is, "Depart from me, my son or my daughter. I don't know you." You don't ever want to hear Jesus Christ say that. Your name is not written in the book of life. "Depart from me, my son, for I don't know you." Them are scary words. To the ordinary person that's not saved, they don't care. They don't give a rat's rear end, but to you and me, the Christians, the people that believe, that scares the life out of me, folks. That scares the life out of me if God and Jesus would ever say that, "Depart from me, my son, for I not know you." And it's important. It's really important, folks. And the last and final thing is, once you go to a church, write down all your questions, contact an elder, contact a pastor, associate pastor, somebody from the church. Write down all your questions and get your questions answered. What is this salvation thing I heard on End Time World News, the podcast on Red Circle? What is this all about? I gave my life to God and Jesus. What is this all about? You can ask them. What does it mean? What is salvation? What does it mean, the lake of fire? What does it mean to burn in hell? What does it mean, Jesus Christ resurrection, to die in 3 days and resurrect and to come back, to defy death and return? What do these things mean? And write all them things down, and that person from the church, that Christian, that man or woman or whoever it is from the church, they'll answer all your questions for you. No problem, folks. No problem. That's it. That's it for today. I'm Eric, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast. And folks, again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I love you. Thank you for hanging in there with me. I have some people on here that's hung in there with me for almost a year now. I really appreciate it. I know it's been slow moving. The podcast is going to start to pick up here in 2024. We'll get to weekly podcasts. But I know a few times it's been months and months in between podcasts. And again, I apologize. I've had things going on in my personal life, but I know that's no excuse. But I'm glad to be back, and thank God you're listening. I'm Eric, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Thank you, folks. Have a great night, and God bless you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.